The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
We continue with Achronos Yom Kippur, with the Tzivos Yom Kippur. And one of the essential things that we have in the course of Yom Kippur is saying the Yud Gimel Midas. The truth is, we're saying that every day we say Slichos and we say them at the end of by Ne'ilah. We say seven Slichos with seven times the shame. The Yugim Lomidus, Hashem, Hashem, Karach, Lachan, and Lechule. These are very powerful tefillahs. Chazal say that even though we don't have Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the Karbonos, but whenever we say the Seder of Yugim Lomidus, it's Ma'oyah, Midas, Arachim, and it causes that tefillah to be accepted. Now, the truth is that this, halachically, you can only see this when you have a minion. If a person is diving by himself and he's not connected to a minion, he cannot say the Yugim Lomidus. There's an eitzah that the place can say is if you say the Yugim Lomidus the way you would read from the Torah, read the Pesukim, just reading it from the Torah, you can do it. But the truth is, if you're by yourself, you can skip it. But still, the Slichas, one can still say he's diving by himself or by Ne'ilah. You can say Kelner. Up to the actual Pesukim of Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachim Lachanun. In the statement of Kel Melech Yesh V'Kisei Rachamim, we are stating that we recognize that Hashem is now on the Kisei Rachamim. And this is a central theme of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day of Rachamim, Kulei Rachamim. Rachamim Father, we can imagine. All we have to do is connect our Kodesh Baruch and show that we want the Rachamim and He'll give it to us. That's the Avodah of Yom Kippur. That's why, as we said before, the Avodah of Yom Kippur is not to be sad. Charot from Azeiris, yes. We said even that the Iker time of the Vidri is Erev Yom Kippur, to come into Yom Kippur in purity. We just reinforce it every time we say it, all the times we say it in Shema Etzron, Chazos HaShatz. That's reinforcing it. And we're ready in the state of tshuva coming into Yom Kippur. Kamavan, if he didn't know Averis, had to do tshuva on them. So if a Yom Mechaper, even if a person didn't have Averis in the middle of Yom Kippur, yeah, still the end of the, till the Ila, to be close to the tshuva. So we recognize that Hashem is sitting at the seat of Rachamim, Sneg Mechasidus, Moichlam in his Amu. Hashem is doing everything Mechasidus. Hashem does not just let us off the hook. We have to do the right things. But that's the chassidus that he gave to us, tshuva. Klal Yisrael has the ability to wipe out our avodas. With tshuva. Without tshuva, no. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not a mevatcher. So chas v'shalom, a person shouldn't say that Hashem just forgoes avodas. Every avodah is accounted for, and we have to pay for. But we have this gift from Hashem of tshuva. And by doing tshuva, we uproot the machshava that we had. When we did the avodah, and we transform it to machshava of other out of wanting to do the will of Hashem, and that erases avodah. If you do it me'ava, tshuva me'ava, it turns into a mitzvah even. Ma'ava rishon rishon. The first two avodas a person does, Hashem doesn't take into account. That's what Gemara says. This is one of the midas is zirav chesed, which means that if a person is a beinoni, he's 50-50, he gets two of two avodas. The first two don't go into account. Because the first two, we say, he didn't do it without thinking so much, it didn't become a habit yet. Afterwards, he's continued doing Averis, and they take into account. Like we said, Hashem does not forgo Averis, but He gives us the benefit of the doubt always. Amechil chatoyim, uslich raposhim, achet is a way we do the shogeg, pesha is something we do the mezid. We use these terms very often. It's good to know what they mean. Achet is, I did it by mistake, without thinking, which also is not beseder, but it's a lesser Averis. And poisha is a person who's bekavona, rebelling against Hashem. And both of them completely, if we
Kol HaLashon,
have the right tshuva, completely wipes them off. He keeps us alive. It's talking, you know, we don't deserve it. Lochiros and Tigmo doesn't pay us back right away. And then eventually there will be a din v'cheshbon. But he keeps us going, even though the average person throughout his life is doing so many things negative the Ratzon Hashem. Even so, Hashem doesn't stop him, doesn't stop from giving him life. And then we say that because Shbohu, you taught us to say this Shlosh Esrei. Remember this midah, the 13 midahs of Rachamim, like you call the Onuf. It's amazing the way Moshe Rabbeinu is titled over here. He's the greatest leader of Klal Yisrael. And what's the title? Onuf. Person who was modest. Person didn't make an ace out of himself. Because that is the highest level a Jew can reach. In the Goyish world, the highest level a person can reach is to be the most powerful, the most haughty, most brazen. But yes, it's the other way around. The more a person is an honor, the greater he is. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was honor mikolodim. Because the true honor sees with crystal clear clarity the world, that Hashem is running the world, and whatever I'm doing, nothing compared to what I'm receiving from Hashem. And I'm not perfect, and I'm not 100% perfect. And I have to make a din v'cheshbon and everything I'm not doing right. Onuf, and the person have a sheikh, the onuf has a sheikh to be the Rachman also. The person who's a haughty person, he cares about his ego, and it's hard for him to have Rachman than others. He first has to make sure that everybody's doing what he wants, and is mechabed him properly, treats him well. Then afterwards, he can start having Rachman from them. And onuf doesn't need anything for himself. He's happy with what he has, and the neighbor's heart is open for Rachman. It's important to stress this because the Ramak, Moshe Kohen Zera, says that, and others, a lot of people say this, and it's endless, you know, it says, doesn't even say, that when we say the Yigimil Rachamim, it says when we do the Yigimil Midas Racham, which means that we have to have a Sheikhus to them. If we're saying Hashem is such a Racham, and we are not Rachmanim, it won't work. As we're saying the Yigimil Midas Racham, because it's Bovu, we have to think to ourselves, I also want to emulate that. And if we have a Sheikhus to it, then when we say the Midas Rachamim, it rouses Hashem's Rachamim. But if we have no sheikhs to it, if we're Azorim, or people that don't have Rachman, let's just think primarily about ourselves, and have to make sure everybody takes care of us, that's what life is all about, then even saying this, you're going to lead us to Rachman. So this is another eitzim, by the way. A person is not a minion, even if you can't say the actual words of the Yigim of Rachman, could think about them and think about how great Hashem is, Rachman of Hashem, and how much I want to be like Hashem. That would be a tremendous, tremendous schus, and that would rouse me to Rachman. In a very powerful fashion. So, on the Maisa, tomorrow I'll speak more about the Yudim and Levis Arachim themselves. The two first names that I mentioned, the Yudke Vovke, Hashem Hashem, according, it's a discussion if those are part of the Yudim and Levis. According to many of the Rishonim, Goyin held all the way, many Kubon held the way, but those are introductions. First, the Yudim and Levis Arachim is Kel, then Rachim. What's the introduction? Hashem is the name of Racham of Hashem. Yudke Vavke is saying that Hashem is a Racham. And we say it twice to say that Hashem created us with Rachamim, and even after we do an Aveira, as long as we're Chiz V'tshuva, we get back to Hashem's Rachamim. That's an introduction to the whole thing. And that's an important thing to think about on Yom Kippur. Hashem is full of Rachamim, and all the sorts we have, and all the stuff the world has, is all for our good. And we want to get rid of them. We want to have everything pleasant. That's Mitzvah Hashem when we choyse v'tshuva, come back to Hashem. Hashem is, even though we were choyte, when we're shoved to Hashem, that once again reignites, activates, and strengthens Hashem's Mitzvah Rachman on us. We should be zeicha. Take advantage of these days, like we're saying. Now we still have a few days left to think about ourselves, introspection, and really deeply want to be more like a Kodesh Bovah with our midas, with our tefillahs, with our learning, our kina mitzvahs. And Hashem will see that, and Mitzvah Hashem with our tefillahs, and whether we say we don't see the actual Yigimel Midas Rachman, we want to go in the midas Rachman of Kodesh Bovah, if Hashem will have tremendous Rachman on us, and bring us a beautiful Gemara Sima Torah.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.